Sonoma County and the state's history with horses goes back thousands of years. That's when ancient horses roamed southern and northern California. Those horses all eventually died out, but the modern-day horse was introduced in the 18th century by Spaniards. That's where Sonoma's history with the animals really takes off.
When you look at how the horse evolved and what its attributes are, it starts to dawn on you that the people coming in here early on, they could not have done what they did without the horse.
That's Eric Stanley, interim executive director of the History Museum of Sonoma County. He says horses were extremely important for the day-to-day survival of both European settlers and Native Americans, because horses were an incredibly capable and useful animal.
It's this machine that's perfect. It runs on grass. It can range for long distances. It's incredibly powerful, yet agile, can carry a person. It sort of was the ideal machine.
Now horses are the focus of a new exhibition called Equine Epics at the museum. Several items on display include the varied types of riding equipment, like stirrups, saddles, bridles, and at least one odd type of horseshoe.
And kind of a really unique object here, it's a horse snowshoe. Believe it or not.
Other items in the exhibit were curated by Wanda Smith, an avid equestrian.
Well, I think it's in my DNA. My mom was raised on a huge ranch in San Joaquin Valley.
Smith owns several horses and is an expert when it comes to equine history in the county. She can rattle off a number of famous racehorses that were associated with Sonoma, like Seabiscuit, Black Ruby, and a mare with a quick trot called Lou Dillon.
This little gal, she was the fastest horse in the world, and she was bred and raised in Sonoma County, and then she went back east. And the only time she ever lost was when somebody went in her stall the night before and drugged her.
Sonoma County horses are also famous in Hollywood, like the draft horse Gus, who lives on a ranch in the county. He was a model for the animated film Brave.
The movie came, and they watched him run and everything, and then they designed the animation watching him play.
Perhaps the most surprising fact about horses in Sonoma is that the equine industry has been a huge economic driver in the county for the past decade.
So horses bring in more money than grapes. Horses brought in $618 million in 2013, and grapes brought in $583.
But Smith says the agricultural industry and the horse industry are not always in competition. Sometimes they work in tandem.
Before there were grapes, there were horses, and horses actually helped the grape industry become successful and produce, because they were the ones that harvested the grapes and hauled the barrels and did all that.
Now, Smith says, visitors tour Sonoma County wineries on horseback. And after helping put together this exhibit, the museum's Eric Stanley says it doesn't look like horses' rich history with Sonoma will gallop away anytime soon.
It's a legacy that runs from the early history of Sonoma County, and it's a thread that carries all the way through to today.
Equine Epics opens July 22nd at the History Museum of Sonoma County and runs through November. I'm Tiffany Kamhi for KRCB's North Bay Report.